Okay. No, stop, stop, stop. Okay, Parshas Lech Lecha. The topic of Kares and Ariri comes up a couple of times, so I would like to discuss Rishonim over what is Kares, Ariri, Misa B'dei Shemayim. It has a tutsa of the discussion. And I don't want to say any chidushim, I just want to go through the Rishonim and we'll see the rayas for the shitas over what Kares and Ariri is and what it's not, and maybe we'll be madche the rayas, and that's the whole thing. Okay. So the first time it comes up is in Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis, that Avraham says, Anochi holech Ariri. So Rashi explains that Ariri could be one of two things. He brings from Menachem Ben Zorok that Ariri is Lashon Yerusha. The Holech Ariri means to go without a Yoresh. That's one pshat. And the second pshat that he says himself is from Lashon Churban, of destruction. Again, to not have kids is either not having a Yoresh or it's a Lashon of a Churban. Okay. The second time it comes up is by Mila. In Perek Yud Zayin, Pasuk Yud Dalin, V'orel Zachar Sher Lo Yimol Psar Loso V'Nichrasa Nefesh Ahi Me'a Meha. Okay, if there's no Mila, if you don't do Mila, V'Nichrasa Nefesh. So what's V'Nichrasa? So Zok Rashi, Holech Ariri. So Kores is Ariri. And he says the second thing also, Meis Kod Mizmano. And die before your time. Okay. Fine. So Rashi learns that Kares and Ariri is Hainu Hach, that it's Hu Vizaru Nichras, you die and the kids die as well.
Is
fine.
Someone who explains how he gets that from how he ties together the both Lashonis?
So Rashi himself, it seems that Rashi's Raya is from Yevamos Daf Nun Heim Aleph. It's on the next page. The Gemara, after the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Nun Hei, says that every Erva, it says Kares, but every Erva. So the Gemara asks, this is from Perechov Pasuchov, we'll see in a second, and this is in Kedoshim. So the Gemara asks, the Gemara says, Dodoso de Kosov Rahmana Aririm Yiyu Lamali. The Pasuk says Aririm by the Erva of Dodoso. So why does it say Ariri by Dodoso? And Rashi says, I didn't make the copy here, but Dodoso is ant, so that erva. So Rashi says that Ariri is Kares. In other words, Gemara is asking, if every erva has Kares, so why does it say... again, the Gemara asks, why is the Torah Madgish Aririm Yu, the onish of Ariri, if you're over the Isser of Dodoso? It already says Kares. So if Ariri and Kares are the same thing, so the Gemara's question makes sense. But if Ariri is something else, then it's not synonymous with Kares, so then what's the Gemara asking? So let's just to go in order here, I'm not sure how to do this. Let's first see all the Rashis that says that Ariri and Kares are Hainu Hach, and it means Hu Vizaru Nichras. So first of all, Al Torah comes up a few more times. We have in Achrei Mos by the Isser of Shchut Echutz. Again, sorry I didn't make the copy over here, but Rashi says, V'nichras, Zaro Nichras V'yomov Nichrasim. That his kids die and his days are short as well. Same as Rashi by us. Also, in the Parsha of Arayos, Kedoshim, Perechof, Pasuk Chof, and Pasuk Chof Aleph. So, there it mentions, that's the two times it mentions Ariri, by the Isser of Dodoso, by the Erev of Ant, and Chof Aleph is Eshes Ach, okay? Your brother's wife. It says Aririm there as well. And Rashi there brings the Gemara in Yevamos. Again, he says Aririm is below Vlad, without kids. And he says, he quotes the Gemara in Yevamos, Yesh lo banim kovron, if you have kids, you're going to bury them. Ein lo banim, if you don't have kids, meis lo banim, you'll die without kids. Okay, fine. So that's what Ariri is, and that's what Kari says. Then, okay, just a few more Rashis. It seems just that it's important to be madgish this point, because some will, just to make sure that we should know what Rashi says. So, Rashi and Shabbos, Daf Chav Hey, on the next page, says, that B'misa B'dei Shamayim, you don't go Ariri. The Gemara is contrasting to Kares, where Kares is Ariri. Rashi and Chulin Lamed Aleph Lamed Aleph says Kares is Chomer Mimisa, the Yom of Nechrasim, Vizaro Nechras. Again, both things. And his Raya is Kirtiv Aririm Yiyu. Aririm and Kares is the same thing. And there's more. You see here in Krisus Tav Zion, Krisus Tav Bez, Ksuvis Tav Lamed Aleph. In all these places, it says that Kares is Hu Vizaro Nechrasim, and he quotes the Pasuk of Ariri as the proof that what Kares means is that he and his kids die. I didn't see. It could be, we'll see. Now, so neged this Rashi is the sheet of the Riva. So Tosfos a few times bring the sheet of Riva. We'll look at the one in Yevamos Daf Beis and the Aleph, where the Riva says that Ariri is, it is what it is. It means that you and your kids die. However, since you find Ariri only by those two Arayos, that's where Ariri is. So then, of course, it's interesting that it says the Lashon of Ariri by Avram Avinu, which has nothing to do with Arayos. But he says Kares is something else. Kares is Hu Nichras Ve'en Zaro Nichras. You can see a quote from Rivo in the middle of Tosos Yevamos Daf Beis Ma'alef, where on the side where it says Shabbos Daf Chav Hey Ma'alef, if you see that. On that line, it says, one line after that says, El Rivo Shomer De'ein Nichras Hu Vizaro, El Be'arayos. The only time that's him and his kid die is Be'arayos, Dechtiv Behu Ariri. But for Kares, it's not true. Kares is only him. Okay. Now, so the Riva then has a problem. So here's where it affects Misa B'dei Shamayim. So, okay. Let's go like this. Rashi all the time, interestingly, says that the chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim is that Kares is Hu Vizaro Nechras. That's the same as that we've established. And Misa B'dei Shamayim is who is that he dies, but that his kids don't die. Misa B'dei Shamayim is nothing about the age of when you die. Rashi always emphasizes that Kares is both him and his kids die, or he doesn't have kids, and Misa B'dei Shamayim is not that way. Just an example of one of those Rashis would be Ksuvas Lamed Aleph by Zar She'achol Truma. Rashi says, B'mezed hu b'misa B'dei Shamayim v'lo b'kares, Kares hu v'zaro ne'anashim. Now that's not necessarily the best one. And Shabbos Tachav Hey, Kares is Ariri, B'misa B'dei Shamayim, Yom of Niktzarim, he dies early, but his kids don't die. Also in Chulin, Kares Chamar Misa, Yom of Nechrasim, B'zaro Nechras, K'chit Aririm Yiyu. But Misa doesn't have both of those things. Misa is not Zaro Nechras, it's just Yom of Nechrasim. Okay? So that's Shita of Rashi. But according to the Riva that holds that Kares is only that he dies and not that the kids die, so Riva needs to tell us what's the chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim. If Kares is that he dies and not the kids die, Misa B'dei Shamayim, Rashi just told us, is he dies and the kids don't die, so what's the chiluk?
So what's
the chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim?
Between Rashi and the Ritva?
No, again. According to Rashi, Rashi tells us that Kares and Ariri is Hainuhach. That's Rashi all over the place. So, and Rashi therefore says that, so what's the chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim? That Kares and Ariri is that both he and the kids die, and Misa B'dei Shamayim is just he dies and not the kids. the Riva learns that Ariri is something special to the Parsha of Arayos. It's Davka by the two Arayos that it says Ariri by. The Ramban in Achremos learns that's by all the Arayos, because Hukshu Zelazeh, there's a Hekesh for all the Arayos, that all of them have Ariri. But the point is, Ariri is something else, Parsha of Arayos, only there, that if you're over on those Yisurim, is when Hu Vizaru Nichras. Kares is just he dies and the kids don't die. So now the Riva has to tell us. So if Kares is only he dies and not the kids dying, so what's the chiluk between that and Misabedei Shamayim? That which Rashi explained in Misabedei Shamayim, that it's who Nichras, ve'en Zaro Nichras, so according to Riva, that's Kares. So what's the distinction between Kares and Misabedei Shamayim? On that, the Riva says that that's based on a difference of ages. Tosos in this is a part is a little bit not exact, because depending on which Tosos you see, Yevamos or Shabbos will say on the outside, he gives different pshatim over what the chiluk is. But the point that he says is the chiluk is based on years. So for example, I guess we have Tosos Yevamos open. Tosos here says, in that same line that we read before, four words from the end of the line, the chiluk yesh ben misa lekares, kedomer biyushami. So he quotes the Yushami before the Bavli, the Kares ben Chamishim. By Kares you die ben Chamishim. Umapikle minichtiv al tachrisu shevet hakehoti. The pasuk has lashon of Kares by shevet hakehoti. Avodosam ad Chamishim, and they do avod until 50. So the pasuk basically tells them, if you want to do avod the right way and not be cut off, you have to be careful and do it such and such way until the age of 50. You see from that it's shayach to be nichras until the age of 50. Umisahu b'shishim. Kamesa Midbar, but Misa B'dei Shamayim would be if you die between 50 and 60. Like you find by the Mesa Midbar that they died all at the age of 60, and this has a lashon of Yitamu V'sham Yamusu. So Misa B'dei Shamayim is Shayach until 60. And he says, that's Cholek al Shah Shalon. You could have quoted the Gemara Moe Katan, that there we say, Mishishim V'ad Shishim, Zui Misa's Kares. That Kares really is, well, we just said Misa B'dei Shamayim is 50 to 60, that's really Kares is 50 to 60. But so then, if Kares is 50 to 60, so what's Misa B'dei Shamayim? V'nucha lomar lefi ha'shah shalanu de Misa B'dei Shamayim achar shishim v'komz ban Kares. So Misa B'dei Shamayim would be after 60 or before 50. So according to Tosfos over here, according to the Riva, he says
someone
that...
someone who does Vera of Kares after the age of 60.
So they talk about it. They talk about it. They say... It's Chacham Tzvi... Maybe it's even the Yushalmi, I forget. But, he dies right away, basically. It's a different type of illness, yeah. But he still gets affected by it. But here we're defining that, for example, here, the Tosfos quotes that the chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim is an age thing. Either, according to the Yushalmi, Kares is until 50, and Misa B'dei Shamayim is until 60, or Kares is 50 to 60, and Misa B'dei Shamayim is before and afterwards. Other Tosafim give different chilukim. Could be kareis is until 60, and Misa B'dei Shamayim is you die from that avon of that whatever aver you did, even though there's no other averis that you have tachas yadav. So there's a variety of options. The Rambam and Reino Vajia learn that. Kares, if you die from Kares, the Avera sticks even Achar Misa. Misa B'dei Shamayim, the Misa's Mechapa Legamri, and there's no more Onash. But whatever it is, Tosfos had to come on to a chiluk between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim as such, regarding these ages. And according to Rashi, you don't have to come on to such a chiluk. Because again, according to Rashi, let's say this over. Rashi learns Kares and Ariri is the same thing, that Hu Vizaru Nichras, everybody dies. So, what's Misa B'dei Shamayim? It's you die and your kids don't die. That's Mavur from the Rashis. According to the Riva, Ariri is specific to the Parsha of Arayos. So, what's Kares? You die and your kids don't die. So, what's the distinction between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim? So, it's an age issue. Whatever the Pshad is. Kares is until 50, Kares is until 60, Misa B'dei Shamayim is after, Misa B'dei Shamayim is before. We'll see later. Tosfos quotes a Bavli and the Yerushalmi to make this distinction in ages. Rashi in all these places never mentions anything about what age Kares is, what age Misa B'dei Shamayim is. Rashi always says, Yom of Niktzarim, you die early. But he doesn't give a distinction between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim. The Gemara seemingly, that Tosfos quoted, seemingly does give a distinction. Why is Rashi ignoring this Gemara that says there is a distinction in terms of age of when you die between Kares and Misa B'dei Shamayim? We'll see. That's the setup. That's what a Riri Kares Misabish Maim is according to Rashi and according to the Riva. Now, let's mention some of the Rayas and address a few of them. So we already quoted the Raya for Rashi, that the Gemara asked, if it says Kares by all of the Arayos, so why is the Torah Madgish by Dodoso Ariri? So let's play this back now. According to Rashi, the Gemara reads Kepshuto. It says Kares, which is Ariri, by all of the Arayos. So why is the Torah Davka Madgish Ariri, which is Kares, by Dodoso? If it already says at the end of the Parsha, if you do all of these, there's going to be Kares. So that the Gemara reads fine. According to Riva, however, if Ariri is something beyond Kares, Kares is just Yudai. Ariri is Hu Vizaro Nechras. So the Gemara's question makes no sense. What do you mean, why does the Torah say Dodoso, say Ariri by Dodoso? Maybe the Torah says Dodoso by Ariri because Dodoso is Takamor Chamar. Even though if you're over every Erva, there's going to be Kares. But there's a Onesh, there's an additional Onesh by Dodoso and by Eshes Ach that if you're over, you get Ariri, which is Hu Vizaro Nechras. So one thing we're asking, Ariri Lamale. That's the Raya for Rashi that Tosfos quotes and is Miyashe Bedochik for the Riva. Okay? So that's one Raya. We're not going to discuss that Raya. The issue is, every other Raya is in favor of the Riva. So now let's focus on the Rayas for the Riva and how maybe Rashi would answer some of the Rayas. Again, the Riva Shita is that Ariri is specific to the parsha of Arayos, but really Kares is Dafka Hu Nechras Ve'en Zaro Nechras. And Misa B'Dei Shemayim is 450 after 60, whatever it is. Okay. So one Raya he has is from the Taras Kohanim. The Taras Kohanim says that in the Pasuk in Kedoshim, Parecha Pasuk of Aleph, mentions Ariri by Eshes Ach. And the Taras Kohanim says there's a miut. The Davka Eshes Ach Min Ha'av. If it's your brother from the father, that's when you have this onesh of Ariri. But if it's Eshes Ach Min Ha'em, that your brother's wife is only attached to you because you're only the way he's your brother is through you share the same mother, but not the same father. In that case, there's a miut. And the Taras Kohanim doesn't say exactly what the miut is, but Tosus understands that the miut is referring to Ariri. That while Eshes Ach Min Ha'av, you share the same father, has Ariri, but if it's Min Ha'im, you don't have Ariri. Okay? What do you have? So, the issue is as follows. Tosfos says, it's not 100% clear, Achronim Racholik, but Tosfos says that's Mavur in the first Mishnah in Yevamos, that Eshes Ach Min Ha'im, if you share the brother through only your mother, that does have Kares. Since it's one of the Chameshes Renashim Pochot Sarosem V'Sarosem V'Chalitzim V'Nayibum. That's based on, you need, if it has an onesh of Kares, that's how you'll pater, that's when there will not be Yibum. That's based on Kares, Tosfos learns. But Kitzur, Tosfos learns that Eshes Ach Min Ha'av has Ariri, and there's a miut that Eshes Ach Min Ha'em does not have Ariri, just Kares. So let's think about this. According to the Riva, that makes sense. Ariri and Kares are two separate things. So you can talk about that if your brother is from the father, you have the chamor onesh of Ariri, the huvizaro nechras. If you're only siblings from the aim, then you only hu nechras ve'en zaro nechras. Okay? But according to Rashi, Ariri and Kares is hainuach. It's the same thing. So how could you say there's a miut that it doesn't get Ariri, it gets Kares? It's the same thing. Okay, I see I'm losing the olam, so
where should start question.
Okay, so let's. Okay.
So what's the pshat? Yeah.
No. So fine for this.
No pshat.
You mean Yishuv for Rashi?
Yeah.
On this.
No Yishuv for Rashi. I guess if the Riva didn't have a Yishuv for one thing, so Rashi could also have not a Yishuv for one thing.
We could 1-to-1. Sure. For this one, we'll see. We'll see later. Again, the Aruch Haner says a pshat. Okay. But fine. So let's start like this. We'll go on to the next Raya. Again, right now what we're holding is there's a few Rayas for the Riva. I'll try to say the Rayas as clearly as possible. And hopefully we now have the sheet that's clear. Again, Ariri and Kares according to Rashi is the same thing. Hu Vizaro Nechras. Everybody dies. Okay? As Rashi quoted the Gemara in Yevamos, Yesh lo banim kovrin. If you have kids, you bury them. Ein lo banim, you won't have banim. Okay? That's Ariri and Karesin. What's Misi B'deshim Mayim? You die and the kids don't die. That's Rashi. Okay? The Riva, his shita is that Riri of Huvizar and Nechras is only by Arayos. Maybe only these two Arayos, maybe all the Arayos, but it's only by the Arayos. Kores is Davka, you die, not the kids die. I, what's Misi B'deshim Mayim? You die earlier, you die later. It's a chiluk within the time period when it happens. So now we're going to start again with a few rayas for the Riva. There's a raya from Gemara Moed Katan for the Riva against Shita of Rashi. So turn to the Gemara Moed Katan.
Rashi says it's the same thing.
What?
Karis and Riv.
Yes.
So according to Rashi, how does he explain the Gemara in Kulin? He says that Ari is worse than.
What Gemara? We call it a Rashi and Chulon that says Kares is Chamor Mimisa.
Right.
Misa so, B'dei Shamayim. Misa B'dei Shamayim is Hu Nechras V'ein Zaro Nechras. Kares is Hu V'Zaro Nechras. Kares and Ribi is the same. Misa B'dei Shamayim is not as bad because the kids don't die. Rashi always says Kares is Chamor Mimisa. Okay. So the Gemara Moi Katan. So there's a couple of Gemaras here. You have it open, everybody?
Yeah.
Kadai is the inside. So, okay. The Gemara describes that depending on how long you're sick before death is, they're each called different types of Misa. If it's a good Misa, a bad Misa, whatever. So, the Gemara says, it's really in the middle.
What daf is this?
This is Chav Chesem Aleph. Rav Yosef. It's where you see, if you see the Tosos Dibur Maschal Misa B'dei Shamayim, it's three lines past that, in the middle of the line. Rav Yosef Ki Havi Bar Shisin. When Rav Yosef turned 60, Ovid Luhu Yom Tov L'Rabbanan, he made a party. Amar Nafgali Mikares. I am now free of Kares because I turned 60. I'm past the age of Kares. Amar Le Abaye. Nehi D'Nafik Le Mar Mikares. Abaye said, great, you're past the age of Kares, the Shani of years. Mikares the Yomi Mi Nafik Mar. You haven't passed the Kares of Yomi. Kares of Yomi, Rashi explains, is Shema Yomus Misa Chatufa. Maybe you'll die a quick and painful death. That's also called Misas Kares. Okay? It's not the Kares of dying at a young age, but it's the Kares of a quick type of death. Amar Lei, Nakol Lecha Mia Paga Biyadcha. I'm at least happy for the half of the Kares that I'm absolved from, that I passed the age of 60. Okay? So, Tosus and Shabbos brings a raya from here. Why does everybody have their phones out? Everybody. Like, you don't have to be here.
Everybody?
I mean, it'd be nice if you're here, but everybody, what's the deal?
Achari Rav and Lahatas, there are five people that don't have their phones out. Not including the one that's recording. But.
Okay. So, Nakol Lechamia Palga Biatcha. So, Rav Yosef says, at least I'm absolved from the Kares of years. I passed the age of 60. So Tosos and Shabbos Daf Chav Hey says this is a raya to Riva. According to Rashi, that kares means that both you and your kids die. Why didn't Abaye say back to him, "Very nice, you're past the age of 60, but guess what? Your kids may still die," and that's a chilek of kares according to Rashi. That's the half of kares that Abaye could have been bothered with Rav Yosef for. Rav Yosef made a party after 60. Abaye said back, "What are you so happy about? You still may have a quick and painful death." And that's also called a chelak ukaris. Because that's the better kasha. That when your kids die, according to Rashi, that's a chelak ukaris. But according to the Riva, where kares is only that you die and not your kids die, so he's completely absolved from the kares of shanim, of years. Because the only part of kares is dying early. And he didn't die early because he's made it to the age of 60. There's a separate thing called Misa Mishnah. That's the Riva's right.
Maybe Rav Yosef's children were tzaddikim.
I don't know if that's a Torah from how that works with this.
We'll say
all the Yeshuvim afterwards. Let's first try saying the rise, then the Yeshuvim.
The fact that he's past the age of Karis, is that because it won't be considered early, or just it's official that he won't get Karis? Because you can just say that his kids can also die, even though he's past 60.
Well, I don't understand.
Let me ask
afterwards, because we're in a rush, because I've been put on the clock with the chon. Another raya for the Riva, the Smag brings from this same Gemara over here. Not the one we just read, but a different Gemara. Look a little bit higher in the Gemara. The Gemara A few lines above, Umisa B'deish Mayim B'shishim, a few lines above that Dibar Maschil, says, the second word in the line is Mace. Mace B'chamishim Shana Zuhi Misas Kares. The Gemara calls Misas Kares the age of 50. The Gemara says, Chamishim B'shnaim Shana Zuhi Misas Shosha Shmuel. If you die at 52, that's the death of Shmuel HaRamasi. Shishim Zuhi Misa B'deish Mayim. 50 is Kares, 52 is Shmuel HaRamasi, and 60 is Misa B'deish Mayim. Okay, you skip a few lines past that. The Gemara kind of re-explains what it means to say. I'm a rabba, three or four lines down. Really, it doesn't mean chamishim is kares. Me chamishim vi'ad shishim shana zui misas kares. If you die any time between 50 and 60, that's kares. V'hai de lo choshev lehu, but why did we just say stam 50? Why didn't we explain 50 to 60 in the original memra, the original brisa? Mishim kvodo shal Shmuel HaRamasi, out of respect to Shmuel HaRamasi. Because this is a reference to Gemara and Tainis that Shmuel HaRamasi died early because he didn't want, Shaul had to die early to allow David to become Melech, and Shmuel didn't want to see that happen in his lifetime, so Akash Baruch Hu made that, put Zikna on Shmuel, and Shmuel died early at the age of 52. So if he would have said the age of Karis is 50 to 60, you would have said Shmuel HaRamasi is included in that. Okay? So So the Smag is also here, but we'll read it outside. The Smag in Mitzvah Kuftes brings a raya from here. Lo sase kuftes. He says that it's mashu from this Gemara that really, since Shmuel died at 52, he did die in Misas Kares. Shmuel died in Misas Kares. And it only said 50 is called Misas Kares, not 50 to 60, out of respect for Shmuel. Didn't want to say behedja that he died a Misa of Kares. Okay? Or at least what it's doing is it's being medame the Misa of Shmuel to Misa of Kares. And Shmuel, the Pasuk says explicitly that he had kids. His kids didn't go in the way of Shmuel, but he had kids. So Shmuel had kids. He died. And the Gemara seems to be calling it a Misa of Kares. L'choritz Araya to the Riva, that you see that Kares is only that you die and not your kids die. According to Rashi, that both you and Zaro Nichras. So Shmuel had kids. So how could you mean Dame Shmuel's death to a Misa of Kares? Similarly, the Smag brings from that which the Yushalmi darshan, the age of 50, is the age of Kares, from Al Tachrisu a Sheva Mishpachas HaKahati, that the Sheva Kahati, that they shouldn't have Kares so quickly on them, to kill them out from their avoda before the age of 50. So again, that's a dimyun to Kares, even though those Leviim maybe would have kids. That's just a remez b'alma, but he asked that question as well. Fine. So that's another raya. Okay. And then, just not connected to this, you have to deal with that Rashi never mentioned any chiluk of Misa, B'deish Mayim, and Kares regarding the age. He always mentioned Kares is Hu V'Zaro Nechras, and Misa B'deish Mayim is Hu Nechras V'Ein Zaro Nechras. The Gemara here seems to say Kares is between 50 and 60, and Misa B'deish Mayim is 60. Right? That's what the Gemara says. So why is Rashi never mentioned that chiluk? Okay, so let's try to break down some of the rayas. I'll try to focus on ones that are a little more interesting. So the raya from the first one that we said, that how come Abaye didn't say back to Rav Yosef, hey, you're not absolved from the Misa of Kares because your kid still may die. So the fact he didn't say that, we said, is a proof that Misas Bonum is not a chelik of Kares. So he says that's not such a stark kasha, the Aruch Haner says in Krisis and Yivamos. Aruch Haner says, because if, let's say, Rav Yosef's kids would die afterwards, that wouldn't be indicative of Kares. That's not a chay of Kares. That which Rashi says, Hu V'Zaro Nichras, is if you're chay of Kares, your kids die as well. From the fact that Rav Yosef made it past the age of 60, that means that he's out of the parsha of Kares. So even if his kids would die afterwards, that's not called Chetzi Kares. That's stam, his kids did something bad to deserve it. If he dies in Misa Mishunah, that's a different chelak. You die 3 days instead of over a few months, that's called Misa Chatuf, that's called Misa Kares, that's a different kind of Kares, fine. Here, if you don't die by the age of 16, your kids do die, that's not called Chetzi Kares, that's called nothing. That's what Aruch Haner said. Fine. The Raya from Shmuel, we said that Shmuel had kids, and he died in Misa of, that's at least, that's Domet HaKares. The Mizrahi in Kedoshim and the Be'er Sheva both answer that these kids were older. This is all derech what you're saying before, that Shmuel's kids were older. Only by Banim Ketanim do we say, would Rashi say, Hu Vizaro Nechras. If you hold Kares is Hu Vizaro Nechras, that would only be if your kids are young. If your kids are old, they don't get punished along with you.
Why?
So, I saw the... Well, first of all, you have a Gemara in Shabbos. What? Yeah. So first of all, you have a Gemara in Shabbos that says that Ketanim are Nitvas, but of the fathers. So only the young kids. So the Gemara says that. But we could say more also that the Lashon... So, yeah. Okay. No, let's say it like that. Fine. So that would answer the question. Shmuel's kids were older. Where did the Mizrahi and Be'er Sheva get this from? It's really Tosfos and Shabbos. Also, you have here, Tosfos and Shabbos, Daf Chav Hey, uses this idea to answer one of the other questions. One of the other questions was this Gemara Moed Katan of Abaye and Rav Yosef. Why did Abaye not say to Rav Yosef, hey, you still may have a Misa of Karis because your kids may still die? Rav Yosef's kids were already older at that point, as the Yukimta the Tosfos says. So since Rav Yosef's kids were Banim Gedolim, so that's another answer to that question, that since his kids were Banim Gedolim, Abaye couldn't have said, hey, you're still not out of the Parsha of Karis because your kids may die. He is out of the Parsha of Karis because the kids are Banim Gedolim. If the Banim are Gedolim, it's not Shayach Misas Karis anymore. So we're using this concept, this chiluk of Misa of Banim Gedolim and Banim Ketanim, to answer both why Abaye didn't say it to Rav Yosef and how Shmuel's kids were Banim Gedolim, and that's why, even though he had kids, it's still Shayach Kares by Shmuel because once the Banim Gedolim, we would no longer say Hu Vizaro Nichras. Maybe, okay. So the truth is, Rabbi Yonatan says this in Rabbi Yonatan holds like Rashi. Rabbi Yonatan says this in Tosfos. Rashi never says this, and it's really interesting because the Mizrahi, the main Mefarshim, Rashi and Chumash, says this in one place to answer Rashi. Yes, this kasha. How could it be that Shmuel's kids are still alive? And the answer is Banim Gedolim. So they don't get. We don't say Hu Vizaro Nichras, but Banim Gedolim. Another place, Mizrahi Blayed Sarachian. He doesn't give this answer. So some Achronim are like, Mizrahi, you forgot your own shot. Other Achronim say, no, Rashi couldn't have answered this. Because let's go back to what the Lashon of Ariri is. Kares is Ariri. Ariri is either Lashon of Ein Yoresh or Lashon Churban, was the Rashi in our Parsha. That's mashma, total destruction. No Yoresh. According to Rashi, you'd want to say that Bein Banav Gedolim, Bein Banav Ketanim, Hu Vizaro Nichras. Even if the kids are older, the kids would die. So, that's why the Mizrahi didn't answer this for Rashi. That's why it really still should be shver, according to Rashi, what you do with these Gemaras, because really, Shmuel's kids should have been dead if Shmuel's Misa was a Misa, if we're going to be Medamah to Misa of Kares. And so too with the Gemara by Rav Yosef, that Kasha would come back, that Rav Yosef is not completely absolved from Kares, because even if the Banim are Gedolim, still they should die, lefi what Kares and Ariri is. And to bring it back to the Lashon of Kares, you could Kares, L'chores, Mashma, Ibadon, Legamri. Kares means you're completely Nichras from this world. That's one of the things that brought Rashi to say what he says, that Kares is Hu Vizaro Nichras. Kares means there's no leftovers of you in this world. So that means Bein Banim Gedolim, Bein Banim Ketanim will be out of here. If you learn the other way, that it's only Hu Vizaro Nichras means Banim Ketanim and not Banim Gedolim, so the Gur Arye says a pshat that Banim Ketanim is like a hamshacha of you. It's a continuation of you. So Kares means that there's it's not legamri. Kares means that you are cut off, and the Ketanim is the Banim Ketanim are a continuation of you that gets cut off. But the Banim Gedolim would still be here. Okay, now. To Miyashiv Rashi, why didn't Rashi say a distinction between 50 and 60 and all these ages? Which the Gemara seems to say, there's a distinction between Misa, Shemayim, and Kares based on the ages. Rashi doesn't say a word about that. But the truth is, again, it's longer than time we have to go inside. Every Tosfos has a different pshat here. But it could be, also with the Girsa in the Gemara, it could be that really both Misa B'Leishim Mayim and Kareis is between 50 and 60, or at least until 60, even for Misa B'Leishim Mayim. The Gemara here says that Misa B'Leishim Mayim is 60 doesn't literally mean Misa B'Leishim Mayim. It means Misa's Kol Odom is actually one of the Gersos, and it just means dying a regular death is after 60, you die a regular death. But really, Misa B'Leishim Mayim and Kareis is the same thing. If Misa B'Leishim Mayim and Kareis is the same thing in terms of the age that you die, that when you die early, before 60, that's Misa B'Leishim Mayim and that's Kareis. The only chiluk is, and we need a chiluk, by the way, because the Gemara in numerous places says Kareis is Chamar Mimisa. So what is the chiluk? So the chiluk is, Kareis is Huv Zara Nechras, and Misa B'Leishim Mayim is Hu Nechras V'Ein Zara Nechras. The Rivola had to come on to the distinction of ages, that Kareis you die earlier, later, whatever it is. Rashi could have read the Gemara that both Misa B'Leishim Mayim and Kareis is 50 till 60. I think one, we could say, I didn't see anybody say this, but a raya for Rashi is that which the Gemara always says, Kareis is Chamar for Misa. According to Rashi, makes a lot of sense. What's the Chumrah? Kareis hu v'zaro nechras. Mitzvah b'deishem ayim hu nechras v'ein zaro nechras. That's a bona fide Chumrah. That it's more Chumrah. The onesh of Kareis is everybody dies. Mitzvah b'deishem ayim is you die, your kids don't die. Very nice. According to the Rival, that Kareis is you die. Mitzvah b'deishem ayim is you die. It's just a matter of when. 50, 60. Would the Gemara really focus, would the Gemara really emphasize Kareis is more chamor than Misa B'Leishim Mayim because he dies 10 years earlier, or it could be even Misa B'Leishim Mayim you die earlier, according to whichever pshat is. L'chore, this nekuda is a starker nekuda raya for Rashi that Kareis and Misa B'Leishim Mayim, there's no chiluk in the years that you die. The whole chomer is about if you die with kids or without kids. Okay. Rabbeinu Yonah also holds like Rashi that Kareis and Ariri is the same thing. It's Huvazara Nichras. I went off with just two ideas. The Aruch HaNer wants to say that even Rashi holds there's a chiluk between Kareis and Ariri. Daka chiluk. Ariri, Lashon HaGemara, is Yesh Lo Banim Kovron. If you have kids, you bury them. Kareis, he wants to say, is you have kids, they'll die, but it won't necessarily be that you bury them. It'll be that even after your death, they may die later. Okay? In both cases, Kareis and Ariri is Huvazara Nichras. It's just a matter of are they dying in your lifetime or even after your lifetime. And he has a raya from Gemara in Krisus that he wants to say, it goes like this. But I brought all these Rashis in the beginning to say that it's very dochik in Rashi, I think, to say such a thing. Because Rashi always attaches Kareis and Ariri, always emphasizes that Kareis and Ariri is mamish the same thing. I think it would be very difficult to make such a chiluk. If you go through the Rashis, so you can come to your own conclusion about this point.
Especially but since this is Lashon that you will die without any Yarsha. Isn't that what he seems to imply also?
We have to see. If he says that by only Ariri, then there's no kasha. If he says also by Kareis, you know, that one was by Ariri. If it says that by Kareis, then you have a point. So we have to see that. But the point, what does Aruch HaNer gain with this? Quote, if you remember the original Raya against Rashi, it would be Miyushav. There is a Miyu that Eishas Ach Min Ha'av has Ariri. And Eishas Ach Min Ha'em doesn't have Ariri, only has Kareis. According to Rashi, it's the same thing. No, it's not the same thing. The Miyu is that it's not as bad. Why? Because you won't bury your kids, they'll die after your lifetime. That's the Chiluk. One last nekuda, even though it's muhach from many of these gemaras, and which we really didn't see inside, but the gemaras that Kareis is more chamar mimisa, it's good to know that the Kesef Mishnah in Bias Mikdash Parak Dal Halacha Dalet says really that Misa B'Deisha Mayim is more chamar than Kareis, and all the Achronim attack the Kesef Mishnah from these Rishonim, these gemaras, it's clear Kareis is more chamar Misa B'Deisha Mayim. Definitely in Rashi that Kareis is huvazara nikras. And Misa B'Leishim Mayim is Hu Nechras V'Ein Zara Nechras. Kareis is definitely more Chomer. So basically we should come out with what I've been saying again and again is Rashi holds Kareis and Ariri is the same thing. Maybe a Raya, we could say a Raya from the sixth Parsha that has a Lashon of Ariri by Avraham. Ani Holech Ariri. Okay? I'll show you what I mean by that Raya in a second. Misa B'Leishim Mayim is it's not Hu V'Zara Nechras, it's Hu Nechras V'Ein Zara Nechras. And the ages has no discussion according to Rashi. Mar Moi Katon, you'll learn differently. According to the Riva, and by the way, like Rashi is Rabbeinu Yonah in Chelek Gimel Simen Os Kov Zayin and Shari Tshuva. That's Rashi. That's Rabbeinu Yonah. The other sheet is the Rivah. It's the Smag. It's the Yerayim. Smag lotase koftes yireim chavtalad rival yivamos shabbos chavhei yivamos tafbeis that ariri is specifically by arayos. So you have this chamor onesh of who v'zaro nichras. Kores is dafko hu nichras ve'ein zaro nichras. Misi b'dei shemayim also is hu nichras ve'ein zaro nichras, but it's a different time period of when you die. So what's the raya from Rashi from this parsha? Maybe that Avram says ani holich ariri with. So he uses the Lashon of Ariri outside the context of the Arayos. So he's basically saying, I'm going to be Nichras, I'm going to be without kids. Again, according to, it's not just really a stark riot. According to Riva also, the word Ariri means Lashon Churban, Lashon Ein Yerusha. Avram was saying, I'm going to go without Yerusha, without kids. He couldn't say, I'm going to go be Bekares or anything like that, because that would just mean, who's Nichras ve'en Zaro Nichras? So he uses Lashon of Ariri. That's the Shitas. These are some of the Rishonim's riots back and forth. And thank you for listening.
Which one was earlier again? Between the Smag Shita and Karzim and Shemai?